We're learning some contemporary laws of Purim, as well as Megillas Esther. We touched upon this a little bit on Shabbos to discuss the issue, because Megillah reading will be immediately after Shabbos. There are some issues that may present themselves. Rav Chizki de Silva, also known as the Pri Chadash, asked the question whether or not a person is allowed to bring their Megillah on Shabbos, this Shabbos, so that immediately afterwards, on Motzei Shabbos, they'll be able to read the Megillah from it. So in this, the Pri Chadash says, "L'taltil ha-Megillah b'Shabbos," regarding the issue of whether or not the Megillah Esther is Muchsa, "Mistabru l'aser," he says it's logical to say that one cannot move or handle a Megillah Esther on Shabbos. And he says it's logical that k'sha'asu likros bo asu l'taltilo. He says that there was a prohibition of reading it in the event that Purim would fall out on Shabbos, which we know is an impossibility, but it is possible for those that live in a walled city, in which we read on the 14th day of Adar, they read a day later on the 15th, and therefore it is possible, as we know, sometimes Purim for us is on a Friday, which means for them it's on Shabbos. So in that situation, they do not read on Shabbos, but rather that would be one time in which they would read earlier, the same day as those who live outside of Eretz Yisrael. So since there was a decree that one is not allowed to read the Megillah on Shabbos publicly to fulfill the mitzvah, kibud the Megillah in Koran bo mishum gzeir rabba, then usul l'taltilo. So it's logical that since there was this decree, which Rabba made, which we find in other places as well by other mitzvahs, of the concern that a person is going to carry it outside on Shabbos, where there's no erev, in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, in order to be able to learn how to fulfill the mitzvah properly, therefore, the Megillah is not read on Shabbos. And therefore, because there was such a decree, it's logical that at that point, since one cannot read it, no longer can one handle it either. Therefore, it's muksa. That's what the Pri Chadash says. Therefore, one's not allowed to carry it on Shabbos or to bring it from one place to the next. Now, not everyone agrees to this. It's brought down by Mati Yehuda. It says, he quotes the words of the Pri Chadash, and then afterwards he says, "V'nira, it appears to me, the svaroso ein iser zeh ela ba'oso Shabbos shechal tesvav lios bo." That the whole problem is that a person wants to bring it outside because they want to fulfill a mitzvah with this Megillah, and therefore, when would that be an issue? It's not going to be an issue this Shabbos, because we read it on Shabbos, we're not fulfilling any mitzvah. So he looks at this decree, the Gzer Darabba, that's only in a situation where the Shabbos itself is Purim, or in practical situations on the 15th of Adar for those people who live in walled cities. So he says, "Dieshbo chovas akriya," because they have an obligation to read. However, "Aval b'shar shabaso sashana deleka shumchiyav lo shaycha Gzer Darabba." When it comes to all other days, let's say a person just enjoys reading the Megillah, they're studying it. So a person who would carry the Megillah Esther on a Shabbos sometime in the middle of the summer, so certainly they know that they're not going to be able to fulfill a mitzvah, and therefore the decree of Rabbah does not apply in that situation. And therefore, similarly for our Shabbos, since we can't read the Megillah to fulfill its obligation on Shabbos, therefore one is allowed to carry it, and it's not muksa. So it shouldn't be any different than you carrying a Sefer Torah. You can take a Sefer Torah, you can read it on Shabbos, you can take a Sfarim of Nach, and you can carry them, so you can learn them. That's not an issue. Obviously, you can't carry them, there's still a prohibition of Hotzah, but the decree that someone may come to do it, and therefore, even if the Torah is right here, you can't read from it, that we don't apply. We only say that by Megillah Esther. Shahari nitna lichosev, kivon deleka iser, bekriya kol shekin betiltel. Since there's nothing wrong with reading from Megillah on a Shabbos which is not Purim, so then you should be able to move it around and carry it as well. Dein svaru lomer, they ask the question, so maybe we should make a gezera. There's one time that it could possibly happen, that Purim could fall on Shabbos. Maybe for that reason we should say on any Shabbos one should not carry it. We should not be able to move it around. Dein svar lomer b'shvil Shabbos achas shenesra ba kriya yehenu sarim kol Shabbosos. It doesn't make sense because of this one time that it may happen that every other Shabbos you can never handle a Megillah. And therefore he says, again, the Mati Yehuda says it's not an issue. We also mentioned on Shabbos, certainly then, it's not an issue of, let's say a person wants to bring on Shabbos a Megillah, which is not an actual scroll, but it's their Chumash, which they enjoy, it's illustrator, it's something that they always use. That certainly is not an issue either, based on what the Mati Yehuda said. The whole prohibition is carrying a Megillah in which it's possible to fulfill the mitzvah with reading that particular scroll. And therefore, Mati Yehuda again says clearly that it's not an issue unless that particular Shabbos is the obligation to read, which for us is never. And then he says that this is minhag olam lahakil, that it is our custom to be lenient when it comes to this issue of it being muksa. And he compares it, or contrasts it rather, to the shofar, or tefillin, in which there are additional issues. A person can't play a musical instrument on Shabbos. So even though when it comes to the shofar, it's only once a year, but nonetheless, you can't handle a shofar at all because it's considered to be a form of muksa called klishim lachtala iser. However, when it comes to a Megillah, which you can read from it, he holds it's not an issue of muksa whatsoever. However, the Shaar Tshuva brings another issue. Not the issue of the decree of Rabbah, the issue of Hachana. He says, V'amnam le'inyin habol v'esach neses kodem halaylo. It's Saturday afternoon, Shabbos afternoon, and you're going to shul, and you're going to stay in shul, and shortly after will be the Megillah reading. So he says, we know that one is not allowed to make preparations on Shabbos for the needs of the weekday. When it comes to Shabbos, you're supposed to celebrate in honor of the Shabbos. If a person does things today on Shabbos in order for the purpose of the weekday, that's called a chana, that's not acceptable. So the question is are we allowed to take a Megillah, not because of muksa, perhaps maybe it's not an issue of muksa, but it's an issue of hachana. Because I could have brought my Megillah on Friday, I could have left it in shul Friday afternoon before Shabbos began. Instead, I, whatever reason, it's in my house. My bringing it to shul is not for Shabbos, it's for chol. So isn't that an issue of hachana? So he says, v'yesh lahachmir, there are those that are strict, not only that they shouldn't carry it, but also shol havi alidei katan, that also a child should not carry it on their behalf. Eliyamtin ad shetechashich, a person should wait until it's dark, which means until after Shabbos is over, and then once Shabbos is over, then you should carry the Megillah from home to the shul, to avoid the issue of hachana. However, he does give us one other option. He says, "O yevienu batsina," a person mibod yom during the day on Shabbos can bring it without waving it around. Does it quietly so that no one addresses the issue of hachana. Perhaps people don't know what your intentions are, so you bring it quietly on Shabbos. Uma'ayin boksas derech limud de'oz lo mixi kokach kahachana. Because a person is allowed to learn on Shabbos. So therefore, if one wishes to open up the Megillah, you could be reading it at home to study to see what's going to be read that night. Or you could take it and bring it to the shul, which you enjoy learning in the shul. So therefore, by you bringing it, carrying it to the shul, even though you are also going to be using it for the weekday, but you learning from it, you read a few of the sentences through the psukim, at that point, it's no longer an issue of hachana because it's no longer for the weekday only, it's also for Shabbos. So those are ways to avoid the issue of the Megillah. Another question that's presented, and we'll just, I'll share with you this last thought, was brought down the Chashuk Chemed by Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein. He asked a question about costumes. For children that will be coming to shul on Purim in costume, or adults for that matter, the question is, what's the situation as far as them putting on a costume on Shabbos? Because after all, isn't that also an issue of hachana? And that's what he says. The question is, ha'im mutter lahalbish es heladim, are you allowed to dress your children in costumes b'Shabbos? Likros kriyas ha'megillah shibamotzi Shabbos. The shem yesh b'zeh iser hachana. That's the question. Whether that's acceptable. And in an indirect manner, he derives the answer from Moshe Feinstein through the Igros Moshe, not regarding wearing costumes, but an issue that could happen on every Shabbos, and namely, that is, pajamas. Having your children change from their Shabbos clothes into pajamas. Whether or not that is an issue of hachana. And I'll just share with you a few of these lines, and then we'll conclude with the question about costumes. Rav Moshe says as follows: Nishal imoto halvish shaladim shabbos mebegadim shesrichim lishin b'maytzi shabbos. Can you put your kids in their pajamas while it's still Shabbos? Kishyodei shel yelchu lishon kodem havdala, and they're not going to fall asleep before havdala. If they go to sleep while it's still Shabbos, then it's not hachana because they're sleeping on Shabbos. So you can wear your sleeping garments. That's not a problem of hachana. But in the event that you know that your children are going to stay up into Motzi Shabbos, make Havdalah, and they'll stay up for a little while, is that a problem? Is that considered preparing from Shabbos to the weekday? And he says, by analyzing children's behavior and how they wear pajamas, I'm just going to skip a few lines and say it outside, he says that we find that children don't put on their pajamas immediately go to sleep. Rather, what happens is they wait at acher is a zman show shtayim. They're told time to put on your pajamas, and now you have to wait an hour or two. At least this way, we don't have to fight them not only to go to bed, the fight of putting them in pajamas, and then a couple hours later they'll go to sleep. So therefore, we already see that the way that children wear these clothes is not necessarily just a hachana just to go to sleep, which they'll be sleeping on Saturday night on Motzei Shabbos, and therefore would be an issue of hachana. We see that the clothing that they wear, which are their pajamas, are actually like their clothes that they wear, and they benefit from even right away. And therefore, Moshe feels that that is, generally speaking, not an issue of hachana, because it's not from a weekday to Shabbos. They wear these clothes anyway, and they derive benefit from them on Shabbos itself. But he says that the issue could potentially be im rotzel lahaktim deshemul lo yelo panai. If, let's say, the parent knows that, you know, Saturday night there's not a lot of time, and therefore I'd rather put the kids' pajamas on right away, right before, while it's still Shabbos, but you're not doing it for the benefit of the child is going to go to sleep shortly thereafter, then he says, Eish tam gadol asa, you have to be careful, that may be an issue. Avol iser barer kashalom b'zeh. I'm not going to say it's 100% wrong, because he says you have to look at the reasoning for it. It's possible a kid may have dirty clothes, and therefore you just want them to change to something clean. So therefore, by getting them out on Shabbos with their dirty clothes and putting on clean clothes, that's not hachana. So therefore, he concludes when it comes to pajamas of children that it depends on the mindset of the parents. And in conclusion, he says, "Kamokin b'inyanenu." So too with our discussion, im hiladim rotzim gam. Let's say that the children want to put on their costumes. Ein bezet iser. It's not a problem. Oshe'aladim nislachachu. They're dirty. Umemela roitzel mahachle bigdehim ozmuter. So if they're on Shabbos, they have dirty clothes, they can put on their costume because now they're wearing clean clothes on Shabbos. I think the more practical reason is that when a child puts on a costume, they're not just doing it for the Megillah reading. They enjoy wearing their costume right away. And therefore, it's clear, according to this opinion, by having your children put on their costumes while it is still Shabbos is not considered to be an issue. And he says, "Kashim she'asul adam lahevias ha-megillah ve'sachnesis mebod yom mishum hachana." Again, he brings down this whole issue, which we just cited, that perhaps there could be an issue of hachana. So too, one has to know the intentions as to why one is putting on their costumes. Again, generally speaking, a child will derive benefit even on Shabbos, and therefore it's not an issue of hachana.